Yeah, so the encroachment is obvious, you know. They're encroaching on your freedoms. The whole purpose is to get you to do their will, the will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, the will of mankind instead of God's will. That's their whole goal, is to get rid of God's will on earth. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the patterns are obvious. You got one head and you got a body. The man's the head of the home and the woman's the body. If you have two heads, you got a monster. And everything unfolds from that. All the problems unfold from that. The men wanting to be the body and the women wanting to be the head. That's the problem. All this stuff. The woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. Nevertheless, she shall be saved in childbearing. What does that mean? It means Jesus is coming through the woman. And so everybody can enter in by faith. She dropped mankind down into sin. But Adam went down the ship, and so she's the flesh side of Adam, so he's responsible. See, they don't tell you all this when you get married. And especially if you marry a Jezebel who wants to usurp, wants her mama to run your house, or her sister-in-law, or her brother, or the pastor, or somebody else. They want to run your house instead of you running it. Ridiculous, man. It's just ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. Now, you can't force the society to follow the church. You can't force society to even understand what I'm saying or what the Bible says. You can't force it. They're lost. They're controlled by the devil. They have to do the opposite. You got children of God, you got children of the devil. So the children of the devil are the anti. And what are the anti? They are opposite. They worship Mother Earth. They worship the female. They worship the creation. They worship matter. They worship stuff. They get their identity out of stuff down here. They're stupid, be honest with you. They're lost and undone and dead in trespasses and sins. They're just not able to function according to the pattern. The Pah. This is why they hate the Pah. They hate God the Father. The thing that sustains them is the very thing that they hate. The hand that feeds them is the hand they bite. It's ridiculous. It's insanity. Total insanity. If somebody's going to feed you, why are you going to bite their hand? Why are you going to throw them under the bus? Why are you going to lie about them? Why are you going to turn them? Why are you going to try to get them to? Why are you going to try to run them off? Why are you going to try to hurt them? Why are you going to try to lie about them? That's what they do. They lie about God. They lie about the Creator. They lie about His prophets, His priests, His saints. They lie about anything to do with God and set apart holiness, being set apart. They make up stuff. They create fake realities like you ain't never seen. They create fake realities like you ain't never seen. And people believe it too. I have come to conclusion that if you hit source code, if you hit the truth, because the truth sets people free, they're coming after you because they don't want people to be free. Because one person gets free, 1,000 can get free. Two person gets free, 10,000 can get free. It's exponential. And every time you upload something to the matrix about truth and rightly dividing the word of truth, they have two or three agents following you every day. And they are on you like white on rice. And every time you load up something to rightly divide, the Satanist have to, must, they must, they're obligated by the devil, they are forced by the devil to counteract everything that you say. They have to. You upload because the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, and you want to say something, and you notice something that's contrary, and you want to straighten it out, and you want to help people get free and see the truth and all that. You upload it out of pretty much love, you know. Love of the truth, love of souls, wanting to see the captive set free. They upload it because they have to. The devil makes them. Everything that they do is to counter you, to keep people in bondage and slavery and keep people. When they attack the messenger, they're not attacking the messenger because the messenger's not going to change. They're attacking the people who might believe the lies about the messenger. That's what's happening. And these people don't. These people are out for blood. They will actually, when they really want to attack somebody because you've set people free and you've overcome all their lies and games and all their censorship, you know, when you overcome their censorship and you get a bunch of views and a bunch of hits, they, you're enemy number one. You're a target. And what they want to do is make somebody else mad enough that they kill you. It's just like the Bible says, they'll call good evil and evil good, and they want to take out the stuff that's revealing the truth. It's sad.